Fade in on Harborvale, a sleepy town in coastal Maine. Its residents continually harrowed by an unyielding mist that intrudes from the Atlantic. And, much like the town, veiled by this persistent precipitation, its residents veil secrets of their own.
Secrets of an ancestral curse, and the desire to embrace it.
Secrets of justice, distributed in the shadows.
Secrets of newfound duty, and a life left behind.
Secrets of bestial instinct, clawing its way to the surface.
And as we cast our eyes towards these silent secrets, we shall delve even deeper into what truly transpires down by the bay.
Hello, and welcome to These Silent Secrets. My name is Zach, and I'll be your MC. Where last we left off, the Soup Group, after having a rocky morning with some highs and some lows, hopped into Avery's Oldsmobile and drove towards the state's capital, Augusta, to a supply depot that Jason's old office keeps us away for their operatives to restock in the field, in hopes of scrounging together some supplies, weapons, and maybe some information. Before we begin, of course, a few thank yous to get to. Chase Greenlee, Ghostlight Media, thank you so much for making sure that this show happens and gets out when it needs to. Because if not, you all wouldn't be hearing it. And then, what would be the point, right? To Doc AdamVO for doing our transcripts. You can find links to those in the description below. And to Nicole Tuttle Robb for you all the stuff she does around here, obviously for being on the show, also doing all the scoring, all the social media, all the merch designs. She's a champion. We love her. Me especially, because I'm married to her. Be sure to stick around until the very end of the episode for a trailer from our friends at Monster Hour that we think you are really going to like. But with all that out of the way, all that is left is the episode. So let us dive in to this episode of These Silent Secrets, Down by the Bay. Hey friends, so I had a thought. I'm not a big astrology person, but if I were, I would be very interested to hear what you all think your character's star signs would be.
Jason is an Aquarius. Moon. This is easy. 100%.
It's the dawning. That's fair. I feel like I like Pisces for Isla is just a little too on the nose.
I was gonna say I don't really know astrology, but
yeah,
fish bitch fish sign.
There you go.
Sounds good to me.
Can that? That's
somebody
the next
put that on a shirt.
That's the next T-shirt. Fish bitch fish sign.
I guarantee you that.
I was hoping one of us would be into it. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I guarantee you that whenever this episode comes out. I have a couple friends who will be listening to it who will 100% know what everyone
awesome.
Is.
So as long I can as report someone back, gets something out of
I,
this,
like,
I'm
I,
fine with
they
it.
Will agree with me that Jason is an Aquarius, but I don't know enough to say. I feel like Kanan is a fire sign, and that's all I got.
I know that Marcus is an Aquarius, and I barely know that.
Yeah, the most astrology I got, well, I was working at Panera Bread. And
oh, so you got a lot.
We have the bread.
So yeah, we have the bread. No, but it was just everyone there apparently was really into it. They made me do my chart. I found that I knew I was a Taurus, but apparently I'm a Taurus with a Scorpio rising and moon.
My partner, because you know, like it goes like the full chart goes through like all the planets.
Oh, there's a lot. It's a lot.
But my partner, six of her signs are Gemini, which is really funny.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was very funny. Griffin, whom at this point you've all met now, he was like, "Yeah, I'm a Gemini," and everyone, like literally the majority of the people on the line at Panera Bread went, "Ooh."
Okay,
and it's funny because he's only 19 days younger than me. Like it's yeah. So like I skated by apparently by this much, and I'm really happy about it.
I Googled because
yeah,
that's what I do. I think Avery's a Scorpio.
Oh no, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it just makes sense. Scorpio is a water sign that uses emotional energy as fuel. cultivating powerful wisdom through both physical and unseen realms.
Yeah. There was this one guy that was working there who was a Scorpio, but then apparently he was like also a Scorpio moon and rising. And everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense. He's a sociopath. And I was like, what? How does that make sense? I was like, I agree he's a sociopath, but like, this guy tried to talk me out of getting married after knowing me for 3 days.
Oh, it was that guy?
It was that guy.
Say that he's three scorpions. So yeah.
He's three scorpions in a trench coat. It was 3 days after meeting me, someone was talking about the fact that I believe I was engaged, and he was like, wait, you're engaged? Big mistake. And this guy's like, it's like 3 years younger than me. He's like, nah, I tried that. Didn't go well.
Sure didn't, yeah, my dude.
My ex-wife. And then he would list a situation where he's clearly in the wrong and his ex-wife's reaction was totally justifiable. And like, yeah, she's such a bitch. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like all the R am I the asshole posts where it's like, yes,
yes, clearly.
How did you write these words and like have to like put forth the mental like specificity of writing them all out on this post and not come to the conclusion that maybe you suck.
I had process in the background. Oh, wait, I sound bad. Yeah, I sound really bad here.
I had an old roommate that came to me and my best friend. He was having an argument with his girlfriend at the time. And he was like, man, and to like really think about it, do you know how many times I could have cheated on her but didn't? So honestly, she should be thankful. And me and Kurt look at each other, we're like, no, dude, you suck. Like, that's not something to thank someone for.
Is this rationalizing for I only cheated on her a couple times?
Yes.
Is like that the base? Okay.
Yeah.
He had cheated once and she was mad about it and he came to us like for sympathy and we just shit on him. We're like, no, you suck.
No.
Honestly, she should break up with you. Like, you don't deserve her. And he's like, well, I thought you guys would get it. Like, no, we're not awful. What? Why are we roommates? Leave. Like, we're breaking up with you too.
All right. Yeah. The full These Silent Secrets cast is firmly anti-cheating.
Yes.
Yeah.
This has been a public service announcement. Don't cheat on your partner.
The more you know.
Da, ba, ba, ba.
The more you know, the less you cheat.
Oh, shit.
Also, I think Kanan is a Pisces. I looked it up.
Oh, nice.
Fish bitch.
Another fish bitch. Awesome. All right, guys, are we ready to do an episode?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
As we fade in, we hear the sound of a hidden generator whirring, supplying the equipment cache disguised as an abandoned gas station with power. We see lights kick on in sequence as the garage door behind you comes to an abrupt close, Kanan bringing up the rear after holding the clanging metal aloft long enough for everyone to enter. The soup group stands in the space, surrounded with backup clothing, medical supplies, food rations, and probably most importantly, weapons. So what's up, gang?
If we just stand here, nothing will happen.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right.
If we just sit here and say nothing, no one is going to hurt us. We're going to be fine.
You hear the sound of sirens as the SWAT team approaches. I'm kidding.
Jesus.
We got to cheese it.
Cheese it.
But yeah, if we have everything we need, like, let's get the fuck out of here before some... Even though, if I recall, you said this seemed like kind of remote and like people pop in maybe once in a while.
Yeah, it's not a very frequented space.
Yet. I still think Kanan would be mad nervous.
Yeah.
Question about, so what kind of weapons, like,
it's
are
a lot
there here?
Of a majority of melee. As most of the your office would use a lot of melee. Some smaller stuff that is sort of more designed to be thrown. There is the occasional like bow, and I think there's like a rare one or two crossbows sort of nestled in among them. But for the most part, it's a lot of like swords, axes, all sort of crafted in that same kind of black crystalline material.
I feel like. Are there any, like, blunt weapons?
Yeah, you could probably find, as you're looking around there. I mean, there's obviously, like, just, like, some, staffs that are sticking around. But, like, there are, some smaller bludgeoning tools, like a couple, like, batons, some club kind of looking
things. I think Kanan would take, like, a baton. Specifically because they don't like the concept of, like, stabbing someone with a dagger for some weird reason.
Yeah, like, you find, like, a baton, like, maybe, like, even, like, a small hammer if that's something that you're looking for.
Oh, no, no, no. Baton. Yeah.
Just a baton.
Very, very non-lethal.
Yeah.
I'm imagining it's called...
I'm going to have to go to Google here, aren't I?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing this. I probably won't pronounce this properly because it's like a samurai weapon. But it's a kana bow. It's like if you might have seen it before. It's like the metal stick that has like a bunch of like metal... It's like a baton that has like a bunch of metal rivets
going
up. Oh, like
the big club on it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I know what you're talking about. Thing. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Damn, what's the dude from Dynasty Warriors? That's not part of the point.
Oh, I fucking love Dynasty Warriors.
Taishi-C? Is that it? No, that's not it.
But yes, you could definitely find something along those lines. It's more of a wooden construction, and those sort of, you know, like the protuberances are made with that same stone.
Also, damn, I was totally fucking right. It is Taishi-C.
Oh, hell fuck. Yeah. Nice. Way to go. Kanan, while you're, you know, sort of got your baton, kind of stowing it, you do get a text message on your phone.
Okay. Yeah, I would check that immediately.
It's from Tucker. Okay. It says, hey, where have you and Jason
been?
You've missed the last several practices. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but coach is seriously considering cutting the both of you from the team if you don't get your asses into conditioning today. I do hope things are okay. Just trying to be a good captain and look out for you both.
I am going to text back, hey, I'm really, really sorry. Jason and I have been dealing with some family issues, so we've been out for a little bit. Man, I'm trying to think of what to even say next. Like, we've been dealing with family issues, so we've been out. Hopefully we'll be back soon. Sorry for the inconvenience. I don't know what to say. Like, I feel like even Kanan would be like, there's not a good thing to say here.
What time is it of day?
You guys left pretty early in the morning at this part. I will say it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock, maybe. So the school day is still soldiering on, but you guys are... about 45 minutes away.
I was going to say, we're like an hour away, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. You guys drove to Augusta, so you're 45 minutes away from Harbor Vale.
I would tell Jason that, and I'm just like, hey, man, Tucker just texted me. I don't know how this slipped my mind, but we've been missing volleyball, and coach is apparently wanting to cut us. And don't get me wrong, I understand that we've been dealing with some serious stuff right now, but I don't. What do I say to him, man? I don't know what to...
Oh... If we do that, geez. I mean, we'll be done here soon. I think that we can be back. It's a long drive, but can we be back in time for, like, conditioning after school?
Yeah, if you blitz out of here, you know, even in the next hour or so, like, you'll be back in town before, like, noon. So, like...
Okay. Yeah, then, I mean, we're pretty much done here. We just got to pack up. We can just tell them we'll be at practice.
Okay. I would just say, hey, man, I'm really, really sorry. We've been dealing with some family issues. We will do our best to be at practice tonight, though.
Awesome. Yeah, a couple of moments later, you get a response that it's like the emoji that's like, has the blown out little thing of a breath of air. It's got like a little sweat mark on it. Or like, yeah, the palm that's going across the forehead. Cool. See you both later. And that's all you get.
I don't respond to that, actually. I'm just like, I'll leave that.
Yeah, that's fine. Jason, so you got your big club. Are you looking around for anything else, or you got what you need and you're ready to riggedy roll?
I wanna see if I can find the sword most similar to my dad's.
Awesome,
here.
Yeah. Yeah, you find it something, it leans a little more like katana-esque.
Sure.
It's got a longer handle, kind of like how your dad's did, but it's got that, oh God, what is it? Was it a baki? The like sort of metal clamp, like right above the cross guard bit. I know a little bit about swords, sorry. But it leans a little more katana-esque rather than the daub that your dad wielded. Mm-hmm. But it's similar enough.
Cool. And then if possible, I don't know if they would have it, but I also want to find something similar to Jason's original weapon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's easy enough to find something small and pointy. It's not quite just like a crystal, almost,
sure,
like you had. It's kind of got like a bit more of like a small like stiletto knife that you know it's got like a loop, like a circle sort of tacked to the end of the handle that you can feed a rope through and use to the same effect. Roll me, just roll me a generic cold check.
Okay. That's not going to be so great.
Hey, I believe.
That's a fail, baby. Let's get some experience in here.
Hey, there we go. God, we're getting close.
I'm one away for an advancement.
Oh, shit. Is that
number... Starting the night off right.
Is that advancement number 4 that you're about to hit?
That would be 3 for me.
Okay, gotcha. I like the failure. As you're sort of poking around, you do spy... there's not a lot of, like, paper or documentation in this place, like, for obvious reasons. It's left unattended most of the time, and even so, it's not used as, like, a permanent base of operations. So anything someone brings in, they normally take with them. You find what looks like a stray, like, sticky note that's fallen behind a desk.
I'll reach for it. Read it if I can.
It says... K, like it's addressed to a K. S is secure and off the radar. Keep focus on the task at hand. You owe me one. And then it looks like it's got the semicolon parentheses, like winky face. And then it looks like it's signed F.
F. Okay, so 2K.
So signed
S
to a K.
S is off the radar.
S is secure and off the radar. Keep focus on the task at hand. You owe me one. Wink. F.
I love that they drew a winky face. Gosh.
Could F be Francois?
Yeah, I like tell everybody about this. I'm like about this thing, and I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry. I said K. It's supposed to be an N.
N. Okay. N. So that I feel like that's got to be Nadia.
Is that the one from the one on stage with you?
Yeah, that was our company's really hot boss.
I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention because, you know, she was trying to cut your arm off, but...
Yeah, no, she does suck, I will say. This is... My first impression and my current impression are very different. But S could be Shannon. The job that you drove me on.
Oh.
F is... That could be Francois. That's... I don't know if... And you see Jason, like his face, he like 1,000-yard stares for a second and freezes for a moment. And he turns back and says, Felix Milligan.
Well, he's not a problem anymore.
Got a Felix job.
Well, but I mean, we don't know this for sure.
And it says S is also off the radar and secure. I don't feel like we secured her because that implies she's still around, right? Like,
yeah, secured feels like a positive word.
Salvatore?
Could be.
Oh, no.
Again, let's just be cool about it. We can't jump to any conclusions just yet. It's just initials. A lot of people have initials. Well, I mean, everybody has initials, but a lot of people have the same letters as initials. So let's just try and keep cool heads. We'll figure this out, guys. We'll figure it out.
Can Jason gaze about this?
You can totally go for it. Yeah.
I'm going to. I think that Jason, like, I'm trying to think of what these look like now that he doesn't have all of his same.
Yeah,
powers.
You have a new skin. You gotta tell me how gaze looks.
Hold on. Let me.
Granted, I don't think you ever gazed before, so I don't think we ever.
He gazed.
Did you?
Which is pendulum.
That was a power. That was a commune power.
Yeah, I don't think he ever like gazed into the abyss.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, convene, yeah.
Gosh, okay.
Yeah, that was so he could talk to the dead.
Look like.
But it didn't work.
Ooh,
I'm excited.
I think that you see Jason, like, kind of, he reaches and pulls out, like, the new, like, stiletto on a string kind of deal that he just picked up and just mumbles to himself about, like, maybe this will be enough. Let me work with what we have. And I think you see he, like, takes it off of the rope for a second, and he puts the sticky note on the table, and he, like, balances the stiletto on top of it, and is just going to put it on top, like, the point goes on top of the letter S, and he's just going to spin it, and it somehow stays upright despite how narrow it is.
Yeah.
And he's just going to, like, focus on that motion as he's gazing about this.
I love that. All right. Give me a roll.
That's dark, right?
That is with dark.
God, I'm only rolling with bad stats today. This is awesome. Dang. That's a three.
That's another failure. That's an advance. But that's an advancement, though.
We fail forward.
We do fail forward here. You get new shit with this one.
All right.
That is a big bummer. Sorry for two failures in a row, my man.
It's okay. Look, now I'm advancement three, which is pretty cool.
Let me know when you decide what you're going to take.
I will skim these as other people are talking.
Someone needs to remind me to eat buffalo chicken dip this session because I'm at three harm.
Or you could just take a set. There's medical supplies all around you.
Well, that's fair.
You could just heal yourself.
It doesn't have to be buffalo chicken dip, does it?
It doesn't. No. Yeah, there's nowhere in the rules that Avery Alder created that said you have to eat buffalo chicken dip to heal.
No, you're right. That was just a house rule.
Wasn't
any vegetarian character cannot heal harm.
Just dead. I
four hits and that's it.
Avery will kind of like walk over to the corner and find some medical supplies, kind of sit down back against the wall and take care of some of her wounds. And I think I grab, I do this. I grab a crossbow.
Okay.
And as many bolts as I can.
Okay.
And I'm like hooking them up to my belt.
Okay.
In whatever way I can. And
there's a little belt quiver probably sitting around somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'll grab one of those then. And yeah, I just take my time over in the corner trying to equip and regroup.
Gorgeous. Yeah, you start, you sort of take your belt out of your pants and sort of start setting this quiver in place after bandaging yourself up just a wee bit. I'm trying to remember. Oh, it was because you were in a big old fight. That's why you're all hurt, because you took all of Jason's stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
The transfer?
Yep.
Yeah.
And while you are putting, gearing up, essentially, you hear...
No, I don't.
...in the back of your subconscious.
Well, 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 Harborvale's protectors are so far from town. I hope all stay safe with no one around to save the day.
We all hear that?
No, you hear that in the back of your
head. I hear that. Okay,
Avery Carlisle.
Okay. I wasn't sure. It sounded like it was addressed to a lot of people.
No, it was to you. It was just a taunt.
Noted. I stand up. Guys, we need to get back to Harborvale now.
What's wrong?
This is a conversation for the car. Please grab what you need and get in the car.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll run to the car.
Isla's picking things and just shoving in their pocket.
Awesome. You're grabbing a couple things. You sort of like, the tip of your finger on like a knife real quick, but you still grab it and put it in a pocket. Your jacket is just like
jingling
in that
yet
thing
again.
Where you're moving quick, but now the pockets are sort of like flopping around you. And
with
you know that
sharp
that
things
sort of,
in them.
Yeah, that crystalline material is clinking and clacking against itself. But yeah, you've got so much shit in your pocket. And yeah, if all of you skedoodle, you get out to the car and tear away.
As soon as I'm driving and I feel like confident that we're getting where we need to, you all notice that Avery is not driving recklessly fast, but a lot faster than she did on the way out here, and like kind of white knuckling the wheel. Okay, that night of the party, the one where Austin went missing. I looked for him in the way that some of us can do. And I didn't find him, but I found that creature instead. And I thought, I've been hearing it every once in a while. It'll talk to me. And it just talked to me again. And I think it's gonna go after the people we care about that we left. The people in Harborvale right now.
Well, it's a good thing we're on the way back.
Kanan pulls out their phone and immediately starts texting my family. I don't know what details to give them, but kind of just like keep your...
A red alert of sorts.
Yeah, keep your ears open, your senses sharp, and kind of a... Do we need to tell everyone to get to Jason's house? It's at least warded.
Yeah, I think everyone should stay there and be safe. Can somebody grab my phone and call my grandma, please? And I just kind of, I do like the lean thing and like try to display my pocket as I'm driving.
Yeah. Kanan looks at the pocket and then just looks at Jason.
I'll get it.
Somebody just grab my phone.
I grab the phone. I scroll through just like, first, what's the passcode?
Yes.
And then I punch it in. I'll look for a message to look through messages to find Avery's.
Yeah, you find the contact for her grandma.
And I'll text, hey, this is Jason Chen on Avery's phone for a moment. She's driving. You need to get to my parents' place as soon as you can. If you're in the hospital, we can send someone to pick you up. Send.
Yeah, you get another one shot back that says, no, I want to say it in her voice, but it wouldn't because it's text, but essentially says...
She sends voice messages back.
Yeah, you hear a scramble of sound. No, don't worry about me. I'll make my way over. This old crone still has some talons of her own.
Avery's just nodding like, oh yeah, good. She grabbed the shotgun.
Isla, as you are zipping down the highway, you're feeling this pull as you get closer and closer to home. Almost a call. A familiar warmth that you felt once before is sort of ebbing and flowing. More specifically, it's coming from the artifacts that I'm assuming you're carrying?
I don't know. Yes.
The things were given back to you. Yes. Yes,
yes,
yes. Awesome. Now, you have them in your pocket, and yeah, with those on you, that there's a feeling you felt only one time before when you were in the water and you'd seen a light glowing on the floor of the water. And it feels like you're being heralded towards it.
I'm going to stay quiet and keep driving.
Awesome. So you stay quiet in the back?
Yeah. I don't think I'll say anything about that.
Okay. Love secrets. Secrets.
These silent secrets?
Silent secrets.
Oh,
shit.
I was waiting on it, and I was like...
Are you disappointed?
No, I'm not. I'm fine. it's a tense 45 minutes. As you plow down the highway back towards your home. And things seem, for the most part, normal. The sky is still a very dark, dark gray. The rain has continued to fall. The streets are... They're getting towards their brim. There are... it's a coastal town. There's storm drains and stuff everywhere. And they're having trouble keeping up with just the sheer amount of downpour that has happened for, at this point, the last 11, 12 days straight without letting up.
Jesus.
But you get into town and you zip to the Chens and all's well. You get within, you sort of feel that quick blanket of whatever that bubble around the Chen's home is as you kind of pull into the driveway and you get out and make your way inside and things are fine. Your grandma's there. Avery, dear, and she's sitting there holding what just looks like a full-on 12-gauge. What is going on?
Sorry. You were threatened. All of you were threatened.
Oh. Who's the bastard?
And I kind of look over my shoulder to everyone, like Kanan, Jason, Isla. Like, are we telling everyone everything right now?
Kanan just nods their head, yeah.
I think that it now affects everyone, so.
Aside from your grandma, who knows, like, a little bit just based off of that journal, like, most people here are read in already.
Yeah, I'll go through and I'll tell, well, I'll do the same thing I kind of told everyone there. Like, I searched for Austin. I couldn't find him. But I found this creature instead, and it's been speaking to me, and it threatened all of you. And I can't help but feeling that this is some kind of trap right now. Like it's lying in wait or something.
Deborah, you know, is sort of is sitting there kind of, you know, contemplatively and says, the wards are still standing strong. I'm not sure what else they'd be able to do.
Do you think they were just trying to get us away from the warehouse? We found that note. You heard the voice shortly after. Do you think they were afraid of us finding something else? So they just tried to get us back here as quick as they could?
Maybe. Or maybe they can't venture far away from water. We're just trying to get us back.
If they were trying to get us out of the warehouse, then whatever reached out to you would be something that works with the business. Does that feel right to you?
I mean, we know that they're somehow intertwined, but I don't think this creature cares much for the laws of mortals, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm.
Jason is also, like, during this, is trying to, like, scan everyone who is here and see if there are any, like, family members or loved ones of anyone here that are notably not here right now.
In the house, everyone that's been here is here. You know, in the back room, Monica's is back there. Is still just chilling, clinging to life best she can. You've got Kanan's having a big realization right now.
What about Isla's family?
Yeah, I was about to say not everyone's family is here.
Isla, that feeling as you've gotten closer and closer is like a blaring. It's like those moments like when you get like when like your adrenaline kicks up and you sort of feel the heat kind of crinkle up the back of your neck, and it's just continually growing and withering and growing and withering, and that pulse, it hasn't let you go, and it's gotten stronger the closer and closer you've gotten to shore.
I'm gonna go find Julian.
Julian's been by your side the whole time.
Oh, just kidding. Hey, Julian.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of push him away from the group. How's that?
You take a step aside, yeah. What's up?
For once in my life, I don't know what to do.
About what?
I think, I know that these can save our family, my family.
Our family?
Yeah. But that thing talked to Avery. If I go down there, like they said, what if I'm taking these things to them and they're acting weird and I'm feeling this, like, warm?
Do you think it's those are telling you that it needs to go, or...
I don't know who it's talking to. I don't know if it's talking to me about my family or talking to them. I want to believe that I can just dive in, go down, find Dad, wake him up, and it's all over. But I can't. What if it kills me and I never get to say goodbye?
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that doesn't happen. And what I can do is not a lot, but I'm... And you see, like, he grabbed, like, it looks like a big sort of, like, dirk-looking, like, knife from that he had pocketed at the warehouse. I've never been in a fight pretty much ever in my life, but if that's what we gotta do, then it's what we gotta do.
We go and leave them here? I don't want their blood on my hands.
Is it calling you home, or is it calling you somewhere else?
It's calling me to the ocean, but that's also home to... whatever the hell it is. Toktar.
Wow, what did you just say?
Toktar? I don't know. It's what it said to me. I'm guessing it's its name.
No, you're just... sorry, you say that and I get dizzy. It's weird.
Okay. Can I try something really quick? You want to be a guinea pig?
That is a small rodent.
Land, yes.
Gotcha. Sure.
Do you trust me?
Always.
I can wake you back up if it doesn't work. We know it works.
Oh.
I just think if you're coming with me, you should know certain things.
I don't really want to... Okay.
No, it's fine. Just, if you have the chance, get the monster to me.
Get the monster to you, okay.
Are we going?
You're probably going to need to sneak past your friends.
I know.
Okay.
I think there's a back door.
All right. Roll to run away for me.
A 7.
It's a 7. That's a partial success.
Ugh.
So partial success on running away. You run into something worse. You cause a big scene, or you leave something behind.
I'll leave something behind. I have plenty of knives in my pocket, remember? Plenty of knives.
Yeah, but that's not an interesting choice.
Well then, can I change my mind?
Sure, if you'd like.
No, it's fine. It's already out of my mouth.
If you want to change your mind, you can change your mind. I'll allow you that much.
Leave something. That is someone.
It's fair.
Thank you.
It's fair. If you would like to change your mind, you can.
No, it's fine.
If
not, let's just do it. Let's see what happens.
Sorry, I'm being devious over here.
Just a knife.
What's a good thing that you could leave behind?
Unrelated, but Jason is kicking himself for not picking up an obsidian harpoon.
Fuck.
Awesome. You take off. And you make it out of the house unnoticed.
What do I leave behind?
You'll find out.
If you knew, you wouldn't have left it behind. Now, would you?
I'm just saying that if one of the... You're going to kill me. But anyways, go ahead. Do you really want to kill...
You take it off and you start heading towards the beach.
He does. Okay.
The rest of the other three of you, you continue your conversation for a while. And a few minutes go by. You don't... doesn't really occur to you. You think that everyone's going to be where it's safe, but Isla and Julian aren't there. And you see Isla's phone sitting on the counter in the kitchen.
Sick. Thank you.
Where's Isla? I'll run to the basement.
Kanan immediately goes outside to, like, look around outside.
I'm assuming you two just hoofed it?
Yeah, we don't know how to drive.
Sick. All right, so you two go sprinting down the road. Kanan, what do I want you to roll here? I think a couple of minutes, you don't catch a glimpse of them. Enough time, I think, passed that they at least slipped, you know, out of eye shot of, like, mm-hmm. The front porch.
We had this conversation in the first session of this campaign. Does Isla's phone have a passcode on it?
I don't think we did. Oh, yeah, because
we did because of the soundtrack.
Because you played music, yeah.
I think we said it does.
But then didn't you know what it was?
Did I?
I can't remember.
That is the question that I'm trying to remember if Jason knows how to get into Isla's phone.
Trent, just listen. Trent.
Trent's not going to hear this while we're recording it.
We'll just pause.
Somebody call here. Trent.
Trent's listening live.
Yeah, Jason, call Trent right now.
Yeah.
This episode is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
It's like, hey, Trent, we're recording. Say hi, everybody. Hi, Trent. Oh, man.
Did you unplug my phone and plug yours in? And that's how you played music?
I think I played it off of your phone. I'm like 90% sure of that.
Okay.
See, I'm not remembering this.
I feel like you probably unlocked it and handed it to me.
Yeah, that's probably the safer bet,
okay.
I think.
I try the code. No, I'm not even there.
Yeah, Isla's phone's just sitting there. No way to get into it, and she's gone.
Is this a... I'm trying to remember what functionality phones had in this time period. Because I don't think that we're far enough along that I can, like, squeeze the sides of it and say, call Julian.
No.
No, it was 2009.
Also, which phone is it? Is it my actual phone or my fighting video phone?
Your fighting video
phone. My World Star hip-hop
phone.
Yeah,
I have two phones. One has the video of whoever.
I'm assuming it's whatever one you use most of the time, so probably your real phone. Well, because one of them you ended up giving to Julian.
Right, that was the fighting phone.
Yeah, but it's a number that you had yet to save in your phone.
Nice. Hell
and
yeah.
Either way, they can't get to it. Isla is gone.
Jason is gonna call the radio station.
You call the radio station. No one picks up.
That's right, because he's fucked up or something. Mark has been missing for a while.
A while now.
I'm sure he's fine.
Can Kanan gaze to try and pick up a trail or a scent?
Of course you can try.
Thank you. Gaze is, I believe, dark.
It is dark. Dak, dak. We've been playing this game for over a year, guys. Come on.
I know. 8, partial.
Partial success. I'm trying to remember how your gaze looks exactly.
It looks kind of similar to my heightened senses. Like, the eyes get that, like, yellow and, like, mm-hmm. slit. My mouth and nose kind of turn into more of that snout as
that's
I'm
neat.
Like ears prick up as I'm like trying to use all of my senses to gain as much information as I can. And then my vision also turns into the like switching between
oh, you got a hunter vision.
Night
yeah.
vision. Like
you got predator. A hunter vision, yes. Yeah, you have you played Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yes.
You know when you're hunting and there's like the little trails that lead
yeah.
off? Yeah, you're seeing two of those that are sort of wafting off and are quickly being weighed down almost by just the sheer volume of rain. Like
okay.
the scent, you know, isn't staying aloft for long. So if you're going to follow them, you have to be quick about it.
I just pop back into the house and I just yell, "Follow me," and I start going.
All right, you guys take off after Isla and Julian. Isla and Julian, you arrive at the seashore, and this call that you've been feeling, it wants you to go into the water, yes, but it wants you to go down. Not farther out to sea, but you know exactly where this wants you to be. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Well, let me see something. Okay. I'm going to get in the water.
Get in the
water. Get in the water. And do my one with the world move.
Okay.
So when you fully submerge yourself in your chosen element, you can roll gaze as if you had dark three.
Awesome.
So I'm going to see if the... I have my backpack on.
Yeah.
If the artifacts, is that what we're calling it? Artifacts? Mm-hmm. Artifacts are talking to me or talking to... Do we have a name for him? The creature?
Yeah. It so far has just been referred to as the creature.
The creature.
So, yeah.
The creature.
Is this the aquatic amalgam thing?
Yeah.
This is okay. the big bad creature, not the
okay.
little skittering creatures.
Oh, okay.
This
but
is
the
one
everything
that has
Cthulhu.
Been, yeah, the mini Cthulhu that's been following you and taunting you and been just a real mean guy.
So am I hearing the call of Cthulhu right now?
No, you're hearing the call of the
creature. Mini Cthulhu.
Of mini Cthulhu. But yeah. Roll me that gaze.
It's a 12.
That's a 12. That's a big ol' success. This it's beckoning to you. These things. They're all in the same way that these things have let you perceive a almost level of the world that you wouldn't have been able to before. Reading those things that you wouldn't be able to read otherwise, hearing and speaking the words that you couldn't hear and understand, they're essentially acting as like a radio antenna that are receiving this signal from that spot in the water. So it's beckoning to someone. You are the one picking it up.
I feel like it's the Mariah, it's right there. It's right there. I'm like, no. I don't know.
No, this is one of those things where it's literally just your choice.
Okay.
This is a thing that is in the world that you could very well go and try to seek out. There are clear and present dangers involved
yeah.
in doing so.
Well, then I will relay what I found in the water to Julian and try to reason with why I should go down there. If we call the creature to us and we handle it, then we're home free.
Okay. Follow what you gotta follow. And he pulls the blade out. I've got your back.
Why don't you watch from up here?
No.
Julian, you said yourself you've never been in a fight. I can't.
I don't care. I'm not letting you go in there by yourself.
Okay, well.
If this thing is as big and as without someone to intercept the damn thing, I don't know if you'll make it. And I don't want that to happen. So let me come with you.
We won't let that happen.
Okay.
Okay.
He takes the front of your shirt in his hand and pulls you into a kiss. Okay, I've got to take my pants off.
Same.
He de-pants and jumps into the water. Let's go.
I keep the jacket on.
The big jacket.
The big jacket.
With
the
knives.
He
has so many knives.
And the backpack. Shit.
Isla Halloran and the jacket of just way too many knives.
I just imagine that dude from Resident Evil with the Where he opens the trench coat and he's got
what
all the
weapons. What are you buying, stranger? What are you selling?
You know, connecting these things to that thing is definitely not how we're going to open up this fish gate that they're trying to build or anything. Of course not, right?
All right, gang.
Yeah, you're the one.
Peak T. Larif.
Peak T. Larif.
It's keep it feral backwards.
Oh, I was like, I'm missing something.
Yeah, no, there, Nicole's got behind. You don't get to see it because she has a blanket over her head, but she has a little like marquee sign that says "Keep it feral" on it. And but to her, everything's mirrored, so it says "Peak T. Larif."
Fair enough.
Isla, what do you think?
We're going in.
We're going in. Gorgeous. So you and Julian go for it, and you start hurtling through the water as fast as you can. The other three of you, hot on Kanan's tail, arrive at the beach. And so from the road, you know, looking down towards the sand, you see a couple, you know, a collection of clothes that are sitting right on the shore.
Fuck.
Oh my
Fuck.
God, they're stupid.
Kanan just lets out like an aggravated sigh. Because at this point, it's like knew this was coming, but was kind of hopeful that like I'd be wrong. And now it's kind of like,
I guess I'm going to find a boat again.
He's got to steal another kayak.
Do they maybe have scuba gear? I'll come with you, man.
I'm gonna go scout and see if I can see them from the surface or anything.
Be careful.
You too.
I actually, Jason starts to head towards a like boat shack or whatever, and then gets a couple steps away, and then turns back to Kanan and says, "Let's take a second. We're gonna check for the worst." And I'm going to go back to both of their two piles of clothes. And I'm going to attempt to convene on both of them.
Awesome. Roll those for me real fast. While you're hold on to those numbers while you're rolling those numbers. Avery, I'm assuming you turn into a bird.
You assume correctly.
Awesome. You burb up and you go flying out. Kanan, are you just sticking by Jason's side for right now?
I'm going to let him do him, and I'm going to check, hopefully, for scuba gear in this shack. Like, maybe they rent that out. Awesome. I don't know. I live in a landlocked area.
Roll me just generic cold.
Generic cold. Oh, gross. Hey, fail. Woo.
That's an investment, though, yes?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Mark that experience. Isla, you and Julian go flying down as fast as you can into the depths, and the closer you get, you start to see that green light from before. Just like before, when you reached out to it originally, you felt like it wanted contact. Like as you touched it responded to your presence and glowed just a little bit brighter, and it is calling to you in that exact same way. Julian, right behind you, has that blade brandish and is keeping his eyes in every direction he can, making sure that nothing is coming to ruin the two of yours day.
I'll ask if this feeling is similar to what he felt when he almost, like when he got by the artifact or creature, whatever.
No, when I got blindsided, I was hit very hard, and then I saw those eyes, and I didn't feel a warmth like you're describing. It was confusion and then oblivion almost.
Okay, I'm gonna touch it.
Awesome. You put your hand down, and as your hand gets close, the ground illuminates brighter and brighter, and you put your hand down in it. And you watch that small green light begin to snake out in several different directions. Avery, from the air above, you're starting to see the light from underneath the water. Kanan, you're searching around this shack. You can't find, you find at best a snorkel, but that is it. Jason, what did you roll on your communes?
So convene actually doesn't take a roll.
Yes.
It just does it not? It's just you can call for the spirits of the deceased and speak with them as long as you possess a personal item of theirs.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah.
However,
yeah,
if this doesn't work, I would attempt to gaze on if they are safe.
Neither of them yield anything.
Great. I think Jason, like, lets out, like, a held breath that he didn't know he was holding. And then he's going to, he, like, mutters under his breath, "Oh, you guys better not have gotten into anything." And he's going to take the, he'll take the sword that he pulled, and he's just going to stab it into the sand amongst Julian's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And is just going to take the stiletto and just like chuck it into the sand amongst Isla's clothes, and is going to attempt to gaze on if they are getting fucked up currently.
Very good. Roll me a dark.
So, my dark is -1. However, with my advancement, I took the move Bust of Palace.
Oh, nice.
Which is
two
a raven skin move.
That's very
cool. It's the one that Avery has been using to use dark and volatile interchangeably. And I'm going to use it the opposite way.
The opposite way. That's very good.
I think
good.
That's I very like that. Thematically appropriate.
That is. Yeah. I like that a lot. I'm totally fine with that.
So let's roll that volatile. Come on.
Another fail. Shit.
Still a
six.
Number
three for
oh,
you.
Oh, man.
Shit, dude. All right, mark that experience.
Oh, I'm marking it.
You're not getting a gleam. Isla, you're watching as these lights are snaking out, and this almost tiled, almost like mosaic that you were seeing last time you were looking at this is illuminating, and this, these lights are filling in almost like an etch-a-sketch or like drawing on this old, ancient sort of tiled space. And as it grows out and out, a image begins to form. Avery, you're seeing this too, but, you know, like looking into anything in the water, everything's weird and distorted, and it's a ways down, so you're not getting the clearer image, but you're seeing light grow and grow. But as this goes out, you feel the items in your bag that are just humming along with this thing in the sea floor, and the image you see is depicting this large leviathan, almost a giant crustaceous creature, one that as you're looking at it looks familiar because you've seen it in the effigy in your bag. The scale of it looks massive, and you're seeing it emerge from a rift coming from a gigantic wave that is crashing towards the shore. And as you get a scope of this scene that has happened in the past, and possibly a glimpse of what could be happening in your future, you feel like this town, this place, after heralding a fate that you are trying to, with your friends, subvert, it feels satiated. The message it's been trying to pass along has been told. You know what is coming. You've been aware of what the receding tide means. When the water rushes out as quickly as it did, it means one thing: a tsunami. A tidal wave that usually decimates anything that has come. The tide receded 12 days ago and has yet to come crashing in. So the size of the wave that could be coming for this town could wipe it from the map. And if that isn't scary enough, what comes with it is far more terrifying. And after the image has fully been drawn in the sand, in stone, it pulses once, twice, three times, and the light begins to recede and goes dormant.
Okay. I will go back to the beach.
All right, you make your way up, and Julian is at your side. That was bright. I haven't seen anything yet. I think it should be fine. Okay. And he is just doing his best to keep up with you as you both reach the surface.
You hear squawking immediately.
I'll tell Julian what I saw.
Whew. Okay. So the thing with the eyes is coming here.
And is going to destroy everything. Taking that stuff down there is not a good idea.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
I don't know if we wait for him to come to us or just hope the tide doesn't crash.
Okay, but if They're trying to bring this thing here, yes?
Yes.
So that means the big thing, the thing that's been messing with you all, it's not in charge.
No, there's something even bigger.
Okay. So what'd stop it? If it doesn't have its hands and feet in this realm or world or whatever the fuck the thing comes from, then it can't get here, right?
Yes, but we're just two teenagers. What are we going to do?
I don't know. You seem like you've been giving it a run for its money so far. Didn't you say you stabbed it, like, in the face?
I think I got lucky.
No, you got smart. You tricked it. This thing thinks it's smart, but you're smarter than it, Isla.
Now you're telling me to go back in?
No. What I'm saying is how to protect your parents, how to protect our home, and how to protect theirs. If we can stop this thing altogether from getting here, you save all three in one fell swoop.
You're right.
If we need to go back in there, I will go with you.
I think we have to close it.
In the wave, when the wave gets here. Is that what you're saying?
Or we disrupt the circle that's below us. Maybe that's its portal.
Okay. Why don't we go talk with the others? And we can plan this out? Thank you again so much for listening to this episode of These Silent Secrets. If you liked what you heard, there are a few ways that you can support us. Super easy ones. You're listening to us right now, somewhere. Wherever you're listening to us, just scroll down and look to see if there's an option to like, review, subscribe, any of those things. And if you could do any of those things for us, it would help us out a lot. So please and please and thank you. That was two pleases. So you know I'm serious. Another crazy easy way is just to talk about us to someone you think might like us. Let them know, hey, this show is right up your alley. And then they go and listen to us, and then they do the same thing to some other nerds out there who would like to listen to this shit. And then everyone's having such a great time listening to us. It's like a party. We're doing like a big conga line. And then we get so many fans that it's like hands across America. We do a conga line across the world where all of us are just having a blast, listening to TSS, just having a great time. If you'd like to support us maybe a little financially, you can do so by checking us out on patreon.com/ghostlightmedia, where you can subscribe to us monthly, give us some money, and then you get some cool rewards for yourself for your trouble. If maybe you can't do a monthly thing, we've got tips enabled over on Twitter. If you want to check us a couple bucks, you can find that at Silent Secret Pod. Or you can check out our merch store at tpublic.com/store/ghostlike. Get yourself a t-shirt, get yourself a mug. You can check us out all over the internet elsewhere. We got our website, thesilentsecrets.com. We're on TikTok at thesilentsecrets. And like I said, on Twitter at thesilentsecretpod. You can find us each individually online. Nicole at Nicole Voice, Marcus at MarcusRVO, Mariah at underscore Mariah Clausen, and Freddie at Freddie underscore Pow Pow. Myself, you can find me at that guy Zach Robb. Remember to stick around until after everything to listen to a message from our friends at Monster Hour. But I believe that's everything. So we shall see you in 2 weeks with another episode. But until then, may your secrets stay hidden. If you live to be as old as Evangeline, always be ready with that shotgun. What a badass.
This has been a Ghostlight Media production. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Monster Hour, an actual play podcast about weird heroes, found family, and the stories you make when you go off the rails. Step through the looking glass and into our Season 2 game of Absurdia, a modern fantasy role-playing game about the absurd humor and understated horror of everyday life. Join demi-ghost lifestyle blogger Claire Claremont.
I do terrify people in town quite often.
Community radio host Duncan Oliver.
Investigative, friendly, a little flirty.
And woe-begotten time traveler Max.
The Time Cat is the reason I got unstuck from time.
As they navigate the surreal suburban town of somewhere. The Screaming Fog.
Oh, shit.
The City Council. Praise be.
I don't even refer to them by name. I don't want to give them that kind of power.
Bus is sentient. Bus is alive. Bus is forever.
A leviathan of steel and tinted glass.
Run! Run!
If you're a fan of Welcome to Night Vale, Alice in Wonderland, or Gravity Falls, you'll love Season 2 of Monster Hour. New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.